Welcome to this podcast episode from the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography, published by Oxford University Press. This episode tells the story of the American-born collector Dennis Seavers, whose house in Spitalfields, East London, became a living museum depicting 200 years of city life. The complete DNB includes the life stories of nearly 60,000 people, from the Romans to the 21st century. Further details at oxforddnb.com. Dennis Seavers, 1948 to 1999, collector and museum creator, written by David G. Milne. Dennis Lee Seavers was born on the 16th of November 1948 at Escondido, Southern California, USA, the youngest child of Earl Alfred Seavers, a transport superintendent, and his wife, Helen Armstrong Seavers. Both of his parents had been previously married, and their four other sons, much older than Dennis, had long since left home. Seavers gained a reputation as an intelligent, though dreamy boy, who was adept at creating stories and difficult to place within the school system. His imagination was further stimulated by trips he took with his father to deserted Californian ghost towns. But it was to England that he was increasingly drawn, in part through watching period films and BBC costume dramas. With money raised through odd jobs, Seavers made his first visits to Britain in 1965 and 1966, and then, 5 days after graduating from Escondido High School, he moved permanently to London in 1967. In England, Seavers studied for A-levels, and in December 1969, on the recommendation of Tom Denning, Master of the Rolls, he was admitted to the Middle Temple, London. However, he abandoned his legal studies when a small legacy proved insufficient and he was not called to the bar. In these years, he was also a frequent visitor to the furniture galleries at the Victoria and Albert Museum and became a regular at London's street markets and auctions. Here he sought what he described as the auras, or signposts to the thinking of other times, from which he might discern the spell which once constituted an age. Only once this aura had been achieved was Seavers willing to supplement his appreciation with what he described as real history. However, it was his proud boast never to have read a book on English history, and throughout his life, his engagement with the past followed his idiosyncratic approach of working, as he put it, inside out, human nature first, history later as proof. In 1969, Seavers purchased a Victorian horse-drawn carriage and began giving tours in Hyde Park and through the back streets of West London. With the evocative title, "See Something Different Graciously," he presented passengers with a highly personal social history in which he merged past and present and conjured up the impression that, as he put it, things in the past were happening right now. In 1978, his stables at Canning Mews near Gloucester Road were bought by a developer, after which he was offered space in the Royal Mews by the Queen, who had apparently learned of his situation from news coverage. However, Seavers declined the offer and ended his tours, which he thought blighted by increasing levels of traffic, in order to begin the historical project for which he is now best remembered. In August 1979, Seavers acquired 18 Folgate Street, a five-storey brick townhouse built in Spitalfields, East London, in 1724. As he later explained, his intention was not so much to restore the house as to bring it back to life as my home. So began his 20-year association with a house that became a famous time machine and stage for his collection, as well as a home. For the house, he created the story of the Gervais, later Jervis family, deliberately free of any verifiable historical association, and used each of Folgate Street's 10 rooms to recreate and instill a moment from the family's history, from their arrival from France in 1688 as Huguenot refugees, to their departure shortly after the outbreak of the First World War. Seaver's work, which was to be one room at a time, finished to perfection, began in the cellar and on completion led visitors into, among others, Isaac Gervase's dining room, dated 1724, Edward Jervis's smoking room of 1760, William Jervis's attic chamber from 1824, and the Jervis sisters' parlour of 1915. In each room, Seaver's created the impression that members of his family had just left and were now elsewhere in the house. In the kitchen, chores were left half completed. Upstairs, visitors found unfinished meals or used chamber pots and heard distant domestic sounds, pre-recorded and played through hidden speakers, ranging from a baby's cry to a fire being stoked or the winding of a clock. Seaver's gave tours of 18 Folgate Street, which were held only at night during the winter months. These were highly theatrical events in which groups of 8 to 10 visitors were welcomed not to a museum, but to his home, which he described himself as sharing with the Jervis family of Spitalfield silk weavers. The motto of 18 Folgate Street was, "You either see it or you don't." And those who did not, by failing to participate, by asking practical questions, or by raising doubts over historical accuracy, were on occasions thrown out, followed by their entrance fee. From 1983, Seaver's shared 18 Folgate Street with his partner, the potter and ceramicist Simon Charles Pettit. Examples of Pettit's work, including a fireplace with Delft-style tiles depicting contemporary Spitalfields residents, among them Seaver's and the modern artists Gilbert and George, were also incorporated in the continuous reworking and improvement of the interior. For 20 years, Seaver's lived largely as the Jervis's house would have required, cooking on a Victorian range, using an outside toilet, and with little electricity, lighting his way with candles. By contrast, he did not affect 18th century costume, preferring, as a self-confessed spirit of the 1960s, to dress in shirt and jeans. Dennis Seaver's died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on the 27th of December 1999 at the Mildmay Hospital, Bethnal Green, London. His funeral was held on the 6th of January 2000 at Christchurch, Spitalfields, and he was buried at St Mary's, Stradsett, Norfolk, where his gravestone bears the Folgate Street motto in Latin, "Aut visum, aut non." Shortly before his death, he had bequeathed his house back to the Spitalfields Trust, from which he had acquired it in 1979. The Trust has since preserved 18 Folgate Street and its collections, now known as the Dennis Seaver's House, and continues to offer tours. Seaver's own account of one such tour, in which he hoped to draw human nature and history together as one, was published in 2001. Thank you for listening to this life of the museum founder Dennis Seaver's from the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography. To read on, or to listen to further episodes in our biography podcast, go to oxforddnb.com.